Breaking news are happening now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this official press conference to discuss this news that we got officially today here at this juncture. Wanted to jump on here and do this press conference and at least first get into a statement on the news that we got today, and then I'll get into field some questions for a bit, and just want to welcome everyone who is joining us here now live on the Periscope and, of course, on the podcast version of this. We got the news this morning officially that CBS has announced that there is going to be a fall version of Big Brother, Big Brother 19. This news had been reported for the last week or so through various outlets, specifically Andy Denhart, Reality Blurred. And that was one of the places that we saw it. CBS All Access, of course, is the home of the Big Brother as well. Big Brother live feeds, and is also going to be the home of the new original Star Trek series in 2017. Also, a Good Wife spinoff as well is going to be on the All Access package. But now this is the first reality content that we're hearing of here on this fall. The big headline, of course, is that we're going to have a fall season of Big Brother, which is going to air sometime sounding like the end of September for about 10 weeks, which is going to be going on at the same time as Survivor 33, Gen X versus Millennials. So that is going to be the big thing that we are dealing with, of course. Rob has a podcast. We'll be doing a complete coverage of both shows simultaneously throughout the fall. We've never covered a Survivor season and a Big Brother season at the same time. Of course, U.S. Big Brother in the last four springs, we've routinely covered the even-numbered Survivor seasons and a Canadian Big Brother season, but this would be the first of the American kind, and will really push the limits of what I will be able to do without dying, but we will certainly do our best to make sure all that happens. The one saving grace, Amazing Race, is not yet on the schedule for the fall, but I do. So you have to start to think about maybe could the Amazing Race also find its way to CBS All Access if that's going to be the big push to try to, you know, jack the numbers for CBS All Access. Will Amazing Race find a home there as well? So that's the big thing that we're going to have to figure out. No schedule has been announced yet in terms of how often Big Brother will air on CBS All Access. Of course, the thing that we have to think about here with an All Access show is, does it drop at a traditional time on the broadcast schedule, or does an episode go up on midnight? I don't know necessarily how a Big Brother season that's on All Access is going to cover, say, a live eviction that's happening. Okay, Thursday, live eviction night. Does that episode just go up after they film it? Is it streamed live in some sort of, like, we're watching the live feeds where we have some sort of live viewing experience? So a lot of things need to be sorted out as we go along. And I also presume that the live feeds will also be available on the CBS All Access. We really don't know exactly how this is all going to work out. So at this time, I think I'm going to open this up to some questions from you guys here on Periscope. And to the best of my ability, I will answer as many as we can. We got a nice sized crowd going on here on Periscope. All right. So let's see. This is from Puyasm. Do we know that it goes back to CBS for 20? I would presume that Big Brother has been a big part of the CBS summer schedule now for 16 years, and I would imagine that Big Brother is going to continue to be a part of that summertime schedule. I think that if Big Brother 19 is some sort of complete disaster, I do think that CBS will be able to walk away from that train wreck and not the Becky type of train wreck.
I got hit by a train last year while I was walking.
And I think that they will be able to say, okay, that was sketch. That was a disaster. Let's just pretend that that didn't happen and that they will go into. I mean, I think that for me, the things that I'm thinking about of if Big Brother 18 it continues to be a disappointment, at least in terms of the fan reaction to it, will Big Brother 19 be that sort of aperitif palate cleanser that everybody is clamoring for? Or could there be some sort of Big Brother fatigue where we're going to be coming off of the longest Big Brother season in our history and go right into another 10-week Big Brother season with even an Airbnb makes you have like a little bit of a time where we can sort of clean out the house, get rid of the ants and whatnot. So I don't know exactly how that's going to be. From what I'm hearing, I believe it will be all new players in this season, but I think that maybe an all-star season might be an interesting way to go in terms of this. But from what I understand, it is going to be new people in Big Brother 19. That's at least the rumors that I'm hearing. Brechus wants to know, is Julie Chen attached to this? Another interesting question. Does Julie Chen potentially say, I am the host of Big Brother proper 604, and there is another person who is the host from the fall season, all access season? I suspect Julie Chen, for her one night a week commitment, will be back to do Big Brother 19, but that's completely speculative on my part. I don't really know if that's going to be a thing, but I think that they would call it like Big Brother : All Access if it was going to be a different show not hosted by Julie. I feel like that would be too weird to have. Okay, Big Brother 18 is hosted by Julie Chen and Big Brother 19 is hosted by this person, Jeff Schroeder or whatever. So I think that that is probably, I would imagine for the one night a week, I believe that they will have Julie Chen still on board for that. All right, let's take a few more questions here today on this Big Brother 19 press conference as we go along. So also 12 house guests, 60 days. I think that that is a possibility. Blue Thunder 808 mentions that. Maybe we might see less people in the house. That's certainly possible. Could be maybe because of a smaller budget, we might end up with less people. Not necessarily sure if they might either go that direction or they might go into like, hey, let's really juice this thing in terms of lots of people, lots of evictions, double evictions and whatnot. Really no way to tell, expect the unexpected when it comes down to it. 10-week long season. So I would imagine just taking a look at the schedule, if this is going to happen, we're going to get our Big Brother finale for Big Brother 18 is going to be on the 21st. So if you were going to say, even if you started it up 1 week after the fact on the 28th, so that's 1 week. And then the following 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm not sure if they'd skip Thanksgiving. I guess they can't. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, 10 weeks is really not that long. You're still done by early December there for a 10-week season if you start at the end of September. So definitely seems like they can, like it's going to be doable. You know, they've got that Big Brother house sitting there, and it's only being used 3 months out of the year. I think that the history of Big Brother has been that once upon a time, CBS built a house that prints money. And I think that there's somebody who's really like saying, hey, 9 months out of the year, this house is not being used for anything. Why aren't we going ahead and getting some more mileage out of this house? I mean, if the audience will support it, I mean, I think it is a smart idea. I think a lot of people are asking if we're going to cover it, if there's going to be, I mean, there's no question we will have the coverage of the Big Brother 19, in addition to Survivor coverage this fall. I haven't had a chance to speak to Jordan Parhar or the live feed correspondents about this, but I would think that potentially if we got into a scenario like a Big Brother Canada where we had some sort of a Survivor Wednesday, Survivor Know-It-Alls is on right after the episode, and there was a Big Brother, like the Power of Veto Ceremony episode is airing the night of the Survivor Know-It-Alls. I can imagine a scenario where Jordan Parhar hosts the night of the coverage. If that was the case, the big challenge I think that would present for me, and assuming it follows some sort of a schedule like the TV show of Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday, the big challenge is going to be that Thursday for me is the busiest Survivor schedule day. So there might be some rejiggering that needs to go on my part in terms of on a traditional Survivor Thursday, I record an exit interview, the interview podcast, and the voicemail show all in the same day. And then if there is some sort of a Big Brother live eviction on that Thursday, I think that that could potentially end up pushing the voicemail show into Friday, or maybe the recap episode into Wednesday night. So there might be some schedule machinations that have to go on. Also, Survivor Australia is also going to be premiering in the fall. Stephen Fishback and I are also, I had announced, are talking about doing coverage of that as well. So we will need to figure out exactly how that's going to work. I mean, the worst case scenario would be everything just sort of like being all jammed into Wednesday and Thursday. The more that this Big Brother and Survivor Australia gets spread out the rest of the week, the easier that's going to be for me on RHAP. So if we got like some of these episodes on Friday, Monday, Tuesday, even the weekend, that would really be phenomenal on my end in terms of scheduling. Kelly wants to know, how do I have time to breathe? It's, well, that the breathing is not hard. Sleeping is hard. We've got stock in Red Bull. Yeah. Let's take some more questions about this. Do we know what day Survivor Australia will air? I don't believe that has been announced yet. And the tricky thing for that is just going to be, how quickly will I be able to get access to those episodes in terms of a turnaround? Where is it going to be? You do have to jump through hoops to get to Survivor Australia episodes. Are they going to be doing one a week? A lot of questions still to come on that. A lot of things very much are in the air. Rumor is twice a week for Australian Survivor, from Doug Watching. I can't speak to that. I think that you guys will probably let me know when we find that out. So if you guys know when Survivor Australia is going to be on, then tell me, let me know, okay?
Remember I asked you to let me know before?
Yeah, remember that? Okay, let's do a couple more questions from you guys about this big news happened to go on. Let's see, I thoughts on the casting, that I don't know. I know there have been comments from, say, that we've seen from last summer that CBS was not thrilled with the cast of Big Brother 17. We don't know what they think of Big Brother 18. So I'm not sure how that will necessarily be reflected in Big Brother 19. So that's going to be something to watch out for as we go along. Why not use the winter TV gap to air a second? Well, why not? Why not? I mean, I think that this does open up some interesting questions. I alluded to The Amazing Race. I think that this also opens up some interesting questions about the future of Survivor. Could for Survivor's inevitable place beyond CBS All Access? I don't think that that's something that is coming imminently, but could potentially that be something for down the road? I mean, I do think it's very smart on the part of CBS to sort of like look at Netflix and look at all these streaming services and realize that maybe that's where this is going. So for me, I actually think that it's a good thing in terms of the future of Survivor, where I always used to think about like, well, if Survivor was to ever go away, is there some sort of like, CBS doesn't have an FX or some sort of MSNBC that they would be able to move it off to. But the idea of a streaming home for these types of shows may ensure that there's a place for them for, you know, quite some time, even after the network numbers continue to drop. Will RJP be covering Night? Of course. Taryn, Alex, and Brent will they be applying? That you have to ask them. BB ratings are down, according to Ashara, but it's still winning its time slots. The overall numbers are down, so Big Brother is holding its own. Would Big Brother 19 rather be loved by America and win renewal, or hated by America and canceled? I think they would rather be loved by America. I think that even Big Jeff would say that. I do wonder how the Big Jeff show is doing, if it's doing good numbers on All Access, where maybe they're saying, hey, this is something that you know, people are finding this Big Brother content. And so that's another reason why they want to do it. I will do my best, Joel, to not die in the fall, but I'm always trying to not die. Since All Access would likely draw in a core audience, I think that BB will go with... I think that this would probably be a mistake to think that they're going to change up what they're doing, because that we are already, you know, preaching to the choir. I don't think that they'll say like, okay, well, let's throw in some old school type twists, or let's cut it back. I think that they're probably still trying to make social media waves, whether it's a TV show or it's an All Access show. All right, one or two more questions, and then I should get back to editing. Have a fun podcast coming up with the winner of Big Brother 1. Yes, you heard me. Eddie McGee was here earlier today. And I spoke with him about what he's up to now. So I have a little bit of a short bonus podcast coming with Eddie McGee. A little bit of a spoiler, not so much into the Big Brother at this point. But if you are a fan of his or Big Brother 1, you got interesting to check that out and hear what he's up to. All right. Then let's take a couple more questions. When is the Glenn podcast? Working on that. Working on a Glenn podcast. I've been in contact with, we have been incommunicado with Glenn. And Glenn, that the issue is that I have been asked to get permission from CBS to do these interviews, that they had requested that we go through them to schedule these things. So I am just waiting for the approval from the home office on a Glenn interview. So hopefully that will be coming imminently, and hopefully maybe in the next 5 to 7 days, hopefully. We're hoping for that. Will Frank do a podcast? I don't believe Frank will do a podcast. I know he told Big Meech in the house that he was going to, he wasn't so into podcasts. So we will see if he is available. I would love to talk to him if he is so inclined. All right, one more question. And then we got to end this press conference. So people are asking, how much is the All Access? $6 a month. Yeah, $5.99 a month. That's also what you're using to watch the Big Brother live feeds. That's the same thing. Does Nicole know? Haiku Fishback wants to know that. I don't. I think she knew about the rumors. She knew about the rumors, but she does not know that this has been greenlit. All right. Thank you guys for attending this press conference. Always good to check in. I want to make sure that I am accountable at all times to the RHAP press corps, who follow this very closely, who have a lot of questions. Hopefully I was able to address all the things. Obviously, this is a very busy time of year for all of us. And when something like this gets dropped in our lap, we want to make sure that we're ready. To me, while we've known about this for the last maybe 7 to 10 days in terms of how long this rumor has been out there, it's been mostly, to me,
total blindside.
We did not really know that this was coming. So I guess they've been telling us really for a good 16, 15 years, expect the unexpected when it comes to Big Brother. That exactly was this. And we will just do the best that we can. And what we should have expected, another twist. A twist. There's always a twist coming with Big Brother. Okay. So That's going to do it for us here today. We will get back to our Big Brother coverage coming up Wednesday night, 9:15 p.m. Eastern time. And of course, Thursday night after the eviction, Jordan Parhar had the Big Brother Rehappy Hour on Monday night. We also had our Bachelor finale podcast up with Amy and Haley. If you want to check that out. Also, I believe Bachelor in Paradise comes back tonight. Coverage of that is available. And then on the movie front, on post-show recaps, Josh Wigler had movie podcasts on Jason Bourne, Ghostbusters, and the latest Star Trek movie with myself. Not to mention the Mr. Robot coverage going on there. Eric Stein was on the Challenge wrap up as well. So plenty of stuff going on the RHAP networks over the last couple of days. Hashtag, need a hashtag here today. Also, News AF happened as well this morning. Lots of coverage there. So you got a hashtag for this? Hashtag what off season? Yeah. No, we just had an off season back in May. And from May to June, that was the off season. Summer, July really hates this. All right, hashtag what off season. Thank you guys so much. Take care, everybody.